involved than I thought.
Welcome. Oh, I know. There's a new system. 10:35 in the zone. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Matty T. Last day for one of our interns. Last week for another. The other guy fizzled out like one of the dudes in the Faith versus Fad 14. It happens.
Did you make him do that much work? Did you put him through that much that he could not even show up one last week?
I'd say it doesn't bode well for his future.
You got to show up first.
You know,
showing up's the first. The
it's
first
90%
part
of life, Matt. You know that. It's 10:36. Couple things Razorback related. Day one of the practice is day one of the season, rather, is in the books. Hogs with helmets, no shoulder pads. They'll go a couple days like that. Then they add the shoulder pads, and then they fully hit, I think, on Friday. Coach Bielema says he couldn't be happier to start today with 105 guys who have dedicated themselves very much to what this day means. I guess that means getting after it. He's excited about a couple of the new guys, the JUCO transfers, and he actually talked about a number of guys he expects to contribute right away, which is interesting. It's good to know that most everything's open. He's continually talking about how great Brandon Allen is. Jonathan Williams talked about that as well. I'm definitely a lot more comfortable. You can see that with Brandon Allen. The receivers are just in the running back room. We don't have to know as much as Brandon Allen and things like that, but it just feels comfortable because you go out there and you can look at different things. So they seem comfortable with Brandon Allen. Coach Bielema, every opportunity he gets, talks about how great he has been. As far as the backups go, he says, I think Austin has really taken a step this summer. I think he has a better understanding of what's expected of him. Rafe was by no means a disappointment. He's so wired to not make a mistake. He's got a light arm. He's extremely talented and very smart. I think he could have a really big month for us. Also, we've been talking a lot about Damon Mitchell, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen with Damon Mitchell? Guess what? Damon Mitchell's a receiver now. Damon Mitchell is no longer a quarterback. So that has cleared itself up. And I assume he's okay with that, or we'll be hearing about him transferring soon. But just one of the many guys who has actually changed positions. I saw a story today that Bob Holt and Tom Murphy had worked on.
Maybe that's why he never called me back.
Here's your moves. Dan Skipper is a former tackle, now at guard. Cody Walker, formerly a fullback, now a combo back. Tackle Grady Ollison, an offensive guard now. See, I think they did this backwards, actually. That's odd that they wrote it up this way. Anyway, Cody's a fullback. Grady Allison's a tackle. A.J. Derby's now a tight end, was a QB. Defensive end, Mitchell Lewin,
mm-hmm.
formerly a tight end. So he's not in the tight end mix anymore, clearing more opportunities for Derby. T.Q. Kilman moving up from safety to linebacker. Damon Mitchell, formerly a QB, now a receiver. Defensive tackle, Cordell Boyd, formerly an offensive lineman. So he switched to the other side of the ball. But it's funny because here's what it says. Arkansas players who are known to be manning new positions from where they ended last season include offensive tackle Dan Skipper, now at offensive guard, they say in parentheses. Fullback Cody Walker, combo back in parentheses. Offensive tackle Grady Ollison, in parentheses, offensive guard. Tight end A.J. Derby, QB. So that would lead me to believe that he's now at QB. Formerly a tight end. So anyway, I don't know. That got a little confusing there. I don't know what exactly.
Tighten it up, boys.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. I do know Damon Mitchell was a QB. Now he's playing receiver. I do know for sure that Lewin was a tight end. Now he's playing defensive end. And Derby was a quarterback, and now he is playing tight end. The offensive line guys, I think for most of the fans, whether or not a dude's playing tackle or guard is not really that
significant. Not a big deal. Here's my question, though, for you.
A couple guys, they like it. The Ragnow kid, the freshman, is getting
Ragnow
a lot of looks at center, apparently.
Big 6'5", 3-something. Of a kid that moved to center. But in terms of Brandon Allen, and I had a conversation with somebody about this, and we were talking about the quarterbacks, and you heard so much about Rafe Peavy, obviously. Austin Allen did a redshirt last year, right, I believe. So is he comfortably number two?
Sounds like it from what I saw.
Peavy.
This comment, I say, yeah.
You would imagine Peavy would take his redshirt.
Yeah. Rafe is by no means a disappointment. That makes me think that he's not second. He's third.
Please, just
he played well
for
enough
me,
for them to feel okay about Mitchell going to receiver.
Anyone ever asks you about me?
Not a disappointment.
Don't phrase it that way, please. Pat is not. No, wait. I'm going to tell you this. He's not a disappointment.
People always say, "Man, you guys are doing well. Well, you're just sucking less." Whatever.
Well, first of all, Pat's not as disappointing as you would think he is.
He's not a complete letdown.
He's not. Yeah, right. There's some kind of
some kind of one redeeming quality or two.
Yeah, so gentlemen, please don't refer to me as I'm not a disappointment if you're going to describe me. Brandon Allen, what do you think he needs to do? What kind of stats, if you will, you don't have to get too deep into it,
okay,
to get 5 wins?
Okay,
or 6 wins. How about 6? Let's shoot for 6 because 6 is bowl eligible.
Here are my stats. Number one stat, Zero pick sixes. Write that down.
Is that feasible?
Okay. I need zero pick sixes. I can't have him throw any interceptions that are returned for touchdowns. That would be job one,
so that's one
for my quarterback.
This is to get to six wins.
No pick sixes.
Okay.
To get to six wins.
All right.
Okay. I need him to have at least a 3-1 touchdown interception ratio. I don't even think the yards are that important. I just need him to throw a lot more touchdowns than he does. Because especially when you've got tight ends in the red zone, you got lots of options. Your running backs catch the ball well out of the backfield. You got a lot of opportunities and a lot of targets to throw the ball to that do not wear the opposing team's colors. That's the biggest thing for me is.
So your big thing is turnovers.
I think he needs to be Alabama-esque. I don't think he needs to win a lot of games for him, and I don't think he'll have to win more than a game or two for him. But he needs to not lose any games for him. Because quarterback play did lose him a game or two last year. Not him, necessarily. Derby in the Rutgers game.
Mm, yeah.
And then, you know, there were a couple other incidents. I mean, look, if he had played really well, if he had his best game of the year last year against A&M, Arkansas was in it till the end.
So you think that that backfield can get it done to six wins without him doing anything above average? You want him to be average.
I need him to be average-ish, yes. A semblance of a passing game that is a legitimate threat so they can't load the box completely all the time. The good news is
you have that much confidence in the backfield, which is good. I guess I would,
well, the
too.
Bigger, you got, look, there's only maybe one other group that's got a better set of running backs in the entire league. So, I mean, it's all about the offensive line and whoever they put where they're putting them. I mean, I like Skipper. How about Skipper at guard? You want to line up against Skipper? I don't want to.
No. 7 foot, all
interior lineman.
Beast,
I mean,
yeah.
He's a monster. I mean, they've got big,
which
strong
is very
dudes.
Rare. You see such a guy at that height be such an aggressive attitude, which is good to see.
With Coach Bielema's history of offensive line and Sam Pittman's resume and financial package, that offensive line should be damn good. Okay, that's all I'm saying. And if they're not, that's not okay.
What do you think? What kind of yardage do you think BA needs to throw for? I mean, he's
12 games?
Each game, average about.
I think if he throws
to loosen
for like
things up,
let's say 2,750 yards. There's a random number.
So about 200.
I don't think he needs to throw for 300 a game. I
200.
Think 200-ish a game, maybe a little more. 207 a game would be fine by me. Because if Arkansas can rush for 150 a game on average.
He's got to have somebody out there catching.
Yeah.
Making a difference.
Other note, my buddy Larry asked me about this. DirecTV is going to provide the SEC network on August 14, 2014. So everybody quit freaking out. Don't worry, you're not going to miss that Arkansas-Creighton soccer game. It'll be all good. Calm down. It says the first college game on the new network will air August 28th featuring A&M in South Carolina, but that's not true. That's just the first football game that will air.
I'm getting excited about that. I think we're going to beat A&M in Dallas. That is the pivotal game.
It's a big
of
game.
The year.
What about Texas Tech? I think they've got to win.
Not going to beat Texas
They either
Tech.
Have to sweep Texas or sweep Mississippi. Sweeping Texas will be easier. Yeah, the A&M game is important. You don't think they're going to beat Texas Tech?
We talk pivotal all the time.
I like
just
Arkansas's
don't early in the year, those games.
I feel like I'll know more after we talk to Nate Allen about the linebacking core, because I think the defensive backs are going to be significantly better. I'm worried about the linebacking core. I think the D-line will be fine, too. But again, if he can not make mistakes, keep the offense on the field, because I think they can chip away. It's going to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust probably in most situations. But that's okay. You know what that does? It keeps the defense off the field. It shortens the game, and that's good. When you don't have a real explosive offense, that's fine.
I do think a lot of those mistakes were born from his injury. I don't think people thought.
I think a lot of it was born from him staring receivers down and having an injury.
Yeah,
it's a bad combination. Like Ryan Mallett could stare guys down, but he'd get away with it because he's got a cannon for an arm. Mm. Okay, let me ask you this. Who do you think is more likely to end the season as a starter end the season in their current position? Okay.
Is Johnny Manziel?
Ryan Mallett. Okay. Or Brandon Allen. Do you think Mallett will be a backup in New England at the end of the year, or do you think he'll be a starter somewhere else? Do you think Brandon Allen is more likely to be benched for Austin or Peavy before the end of the year? That's hard to answer on short notice.
It's tough to answer, and there's a lot that goes into it. I feel more comfortable with Brandon Allen.
I probably do, too. I think. My question is, you know, the other thing, too, is nobody ever talks about this, and I'm not saying that Tom Brady needs to even talk about it either, but there's got to be some sort of Derek Jeter plan, right? Like, I'm going to play a more year or 2 more years. I mean, the guy's healthy. He's got all the money he could ever need. He's got a supermodel wife and a couple kids. I mean, I wonder how much longer he'll want to go. And I know he probably, if he had won another ring or two along the way when he came up just short, he probably would not be as eager to go back and grind through another season.
But I did see some interview with him where I think he said like 10 years, but feasibly I think 4 years is what he thinks he can play at a high level, which he doesn't move around a lot. Right. I mean, virtually, you watch him play, Brady takes the snap, and he works within like a 3-foot circle.
What do you do? I take the snap, I throw the ball. Good.
That's it.
It's good.
Well, Kevin Kelly, PA, told me what separates these guys is two things. They know where to put it, and they can get it there. It's as simple as that. And that's what Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and those great guys do is they know who to throw it to.
Yeah. I'm going to bring that philosophy to my golf game.
That's it.
I need to know where to hit it, and then I need to hit it there.
That's it.
That's a good idea.
I know it's simple, but there's not many people who could do that.
For those of you who are interested in SEC conference games for Arkansas, there are tickets available. Single game, individual game tickets as of this morning at 8:30. So if you are interested in Alabama, LSU, Ole Miss tickets, they're going to celebrate the 64 National Championship weekend on the Alabama game on October 11th. The LSU game, of course, the battle for the boot. Razorback Foundation Member Appreciation Day, and then the Ole Miss game is Senior Day, November 22nd in Fayetteville, so those tickets are all available. Get you some. 10:47, we'll be back in just a moment in the Zone on the Buzz Radio.